Blog Talk Radio.
Already, you just,
the pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good morning or afternoon, dear listeners, wherever you are. This is the monthly UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. Greetings to you all, to our dear UFCCM affiliates, to our Ecumenical Patriarch, our Episcopal Board of Bishops, our Sacred College, all of the national officials, affiliates, and supporters of this ministry. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you all today by UFCCM Anointed Radio. And I want to extend a hearty welcome to all of you who are with us on this broadcast today, whether you are listening on your phone or you are on our UFCCM Facebook page or at our UFCCM website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so grateful and thankful to our Heavenly Father for His love, grace, and mercy toward us. And one of my favorite scriptures talks about the fact that His mercies are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness. Let us now go before the Lord in prayer, led by Pastor Terry Atkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I would like to honor our EP, our Mother Bishop, Bishop Haywood, Teacher Tindall, and everyone that's affiliated with the UFCCM. I thank God for another day. Please excuse me because I'm driving. I had to take someone to the airport, so my apologies for the noise in the background. But I just want to take a moment to go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you for being glorious, full of majesty, honor, and power. Lord God, you are everlasting and everlasting. Lord, you are everything that we need, everything that we desire. Father, we need to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. So we praise God as we continue to seek you, Father. You will make known your mysteries unto our lives. Father, we bless you. We thank you just for another day, a day in which we've never seen before. Father God, I lift up everyone that's affiliated with UFCCM. I pray for their families, their marriages, their children. I'm speaking healing and health to everyone, Lord God, especially the EP and his family. We pray for the daughter, Lord God. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. So, Father we thank you for healing her. Lord God, we just lay at your feet, resting and trusting in you, Father God. For we know that you are great and worthy to be praised. So God, as we go forth today, just help us to remember why we are assembled here, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We may be laity, Lord God, but we are still the kingdom of God. We are the people of God. Most importantly, we are your children. We love you, God. We praise you. And we thank you for all the things that you have done and will continue to do in our lives as we continue to seek you first. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I just want to encourage everyone to get ready to share your testimony concerning our last gathering, our convocation. We thank God because it was such a great move of God. Every single service, God showed up and God blessed. I want to thank God for Lady Bishop. As she was being consecrated, the tears began to run down my eyes. I was so proud to see another woman like Mother Bishop just consecrated to the office of bishop. God does use women. So I thank God for that moment in time. I praise God because God is just so awesome. I thank God for how the services just really heal me and set me free. I got a breakthrough doing those services. And I could see from the church, the audience, that everyone was praising God. There was not a dry service. So we thank God for his anointing being poured out upon all flesh during those times. If you were not there, you missed a great, great move of God. So I'm just praising God, and I'm encouraging you to hop on and give your testimony. Let us know how God touched you or changed your life during our holy convocation. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, Pastor Sherry, you've got me all excited again about the wonderful move of God and the wonderful conference that we enjoyed. And, you know, as I was reflecting today and preparing for this broadcast, and thinking about the conference, what came to my mind is Psalm 133, which is a psalm of ascent. And that psalm reads, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is, brethren, to dwell together in unity." And, you know, why I refer to it as it is one of the Psalms of Ascent in the Book of Psalms, and it was that psalm is a Psalm of Ascent because it was relevant for the pilgrims who made three pilgrimage feasts every year to Jerusalem. They went up to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is also called, and the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And as they traveled to Jerusalem for those feasts, they went in joy. They came together from many different walks of life, many parts of the geographical area, the different tribes, and they came together for one purpose, to worship the Lord in Jerusalem. And that epitomizes to me how we every year make this pilgrimage to our annual conference, wherever it is being held. We come together from all over, and we experience the joy of coming together in unity. The psalmist said it's good and pleasant. It's good because it reflects God's heart, and it's pleasant because it makes life together as God's people so much more enjoyable. We don't bicker. We don't complain. We don't have conflict. We are in unity, and we experience the joy of the Lord together.
We are built up spiritually. We are encouraged by Ching, and we are so inspired. And so, Pastor Sherry, you have me all revved up now as I think about the great together of the UMCCM in our 19th annual conference. And guess what, everyone? If the Lord delay his coming, we shall be celebrating a momentous event next year because it will be our 20th annual conference. So, you know, what we have been doing for the past few years is that every year at the conference, we always have a what I call a conference recap, which is an opportunity for you, our listeners, to reflect and share how you have, as Pastor Sherry said, how you've been blessed, how God has affected your life, how the messages that you've heard have blessed and impacted. So today, we want you to take off your shyness, take off your bashfulness, let it go, and open up and give a word from the Lord. Think about an opportunity for you to share what inspired you. And, you know, what did you learn that you did not know or understand before? I learned so much that I didn't know or understand before. Not only did I learn, but I applied it. So, you know, we're looking at all of these blessings really coming together, just to be coming together. There, what did you learn from the seminar? How will you apply what you haven't learned until you're able to apply? And how has your prayer life been enriched as a result of the messages at the conference? You know, our theme, prevailing through the power of prayer, I know you have been blessed of the Lord to have a better understanding of the power of prayer and what it means to prevail through the power of prayer. So today we're asking you, don't be shy, because what you share will bless not only yourself, but it will be a blessing and an encouragement and an inspiration to others. Let me remind you that if you're listening on your phone, you only need press 1 to be brought in. Bishop Haywood will bring you in so that you will be heard on the broadcast. If you are on the UFCCM Facebook page, or if you are listening on our website, it's necessary for you to use your phone to come into the broadcast and share. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405. So don't be shy. I keep saying that because many times Bishop Haywood lets me know there are lots of people listening. But we want you to open up today and share. We want to hear from you. So Bishop Haywood, we're ready to go. So let's open up the line.
Oh, all right. Listen, now I have not taken anyone into the screening room as yet. But what I will say is, as Teacher Tindall has already indicated, please make sure that you press 1. Now, I'm going to also add, when you're done speaking or when you come on, press 1 again so that your hand will go down, because normally what happens is when you press 1, there's a little hand in the studio screen that I see, which, you know, anyone that's producing the show will know that someone's ready to speak or would like to speak. So when you're done, press 1 again, and then that'll, you know, go away. Because, you know, if you can see the screen like I'm looking at it most times, it's pretty full. And if everyone's hand's still up, you kind of don't know who was the last person that spoke. So you may wind up finding yourself being asked to speak again. All right. Well, caller, you are at 920-819. Go right ahead. Caller, you're at 920-819. Go right ahead. Well, we'll come back. Teacher Tindall, it was real interesting how you put kind of brought to light the traveling issue. I think that was important. Well, it sounds like our caller is on now. Maybe you were on speaker. I mean,
yes,
maybe you were
sorry.
On.
I was on mute.
You're on mute.
I couldn't figure out how to unmute me. So praise the Lord. The conference was so powerful. And the first night, I believe, it was where we talked about, the speaker talked about how prayer has been pushed to the side in most of our churches. And that so resonated with me. This year at the National Day of Prayer in our community, there was only one event that happened in the evening. Previous years, we would have an event, we'd have a breakfast event, we'd have a lunch event, and we'd have an evening event. And I think that's very indicative of what has happened to prayer in our churches. It has just been pushed down and down and down. And, you know, we talk about how prayer fuels the spirit. One of the things that, that's one of the things the speaker said, and I thought, well, how full is my fuel tank? Am I running on empty for lack of prayer?
Sister Monica, are you still there?
Yeah.
I love that statement you made, and it's such a wonderful question to ask ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere without fuel.
Amen.
I thank you for posing that question, because, you know, a lot of times when we share one with another, and we bring out these points, it gives us something to think about and something to examine ourselves about. And that's a question that I think we all should keep in mind. How full is your tank? If you're going to go, you're going to prevail through the power of prayer. You need the fuel of powerful prayer to take you through where you are now to where God wants you to be.
Amen.
We thank you so much, Sister Monica, for calling in and sharing that question with us, one which I think many of us will continue to reflect upon.
Amen. Again, please press 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you in. Again, Teacher Tindall was so dutiful in giving opportunity for those that attended the conference, you know, to reflect regarding the prevailing through the power of prayer, as well as there may be someone that's on the line that maybe you didn't have an opportunity to go to the conference and then you're listening, but maybe you might have a question, you know, about the conference, or maybe just kind of want to share. You are able to do that as well. So please, again, press 1. And once you press 1, we'll be able to bring you right in. Now, it seems that we have quite a few on the line, Teacher Tindall, but they're not pressing 1. So I don't want anybody to be horrified, but what I'm going to start doing is I will, you know, just kind of bring you on, and you'll hear your area code, and either the first 3 numbers of your phone or the last 4. Then you know that that's you. And if you can't do anything else, just say praise God and, you know, for being here. And you know how you do in church. All right? Because I think that there is unity when our voices become one. I'll have something to say a little bit later, but I'm not going to do that at this point. All right. So let's just start going down the line here. All right. Caller, you are at 301-758. And if you have nothing else, you can just say praise God. Caller 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Hunt from Headquarters Jurisdiction. I praise God for the broadcast this morning. I really only intended to listen, but I praise God for the conference this year and for all of the messages and the services and how we were so inspired. And I thank God also for Lady Bishop being elevated and consecrated and for that beautiful, beautiful service. And I just want to share with everyone that the day after the conference, I became ill and ended up in the hospital with pneumonia. So I'm home recuperating right now. But I just want to say praise God that he brought me through. I praise him because I'm still reflecting on the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time that we had. And just for the fellowship, and I love what Teacher Tindall said, it's our pilgrimage every year to come together and to serve and worship and praise God and get a refuel, a refilling, a refuel so that we can continue on. And I just want to ask everyone to keep me in your prayers, that God will continue to heal my body and that he will continue to bless all of us. I pray and ask your prayers. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Bless you, Elder Hunt, for sharing today. And you said something, and I want to kind of talk about this. Sometimes we just intend to sit and listen, even when we're in worship, and there's a call for a testimony or to say something for the Lord. Sometimes when that call goes, not sometimes, it is so hard to just sit on the goodness of the Lord. You know,
yes.
The Lord wants us to share and not just sit on it and not hold it in, because his goodness is so great. And we just need to break those shackles, those bonds that hold us back, because it's only the enemy that wants to hold us back and not have us to testify to the glory and the goodness of God and what he's done. And even though she had only intended to listen, when she was called upon, Elder Hunt was able to say something. We should always be ready, instant, in season and out of season, at any time, to testify about the goodness of God and what we have learned in studying and hearing his word. So thank you for sharing, Elder Hunt, and our prayers continue to be with you. We know that God has healed you, and it's a process of now gaining back your strength, and we pray your continued strength and deliverance in your body. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. And we stand in prayer with you. You know, I know that oftentimes and many times, you know, through our challenges, you know, sometimes just regular, you know, physical things, but then even attacks, you know, and so we don't want to put everything on, you know, the devil, but the devil sometimes, you know, is involved, you know, in certain attacks. And then so it's interesting to me that right after the conference, you know, I want to say it was an attack, you know, in a sense. What I will say is that it is also so very relevant, you know, that the people of God understand that no matter what we go through, if we press through, you know, and do what we can, you know, for the kingdom, you know, even in this fleeting life that we do have, that God is pleased with us, the kingdom. You know, and I often say, and I say this, and I say it more than once, that some of us, and I know this may, you know, it may not be completely or not at all within the theology, you know, or the correct, you know, areas of the Word of God. So this is just me taking a little poke, you know, at something here. So there are some folks like Elder Hunt, Bishop Tindall, Teacher Tindall, myself, Lady Bishop, and others who do everything that we can to press, you know, forward to do God's work. And so we will have our mansions that we're already placing, that's already ready for us and continue being built, you know, in the kingdom. So we're going to have our mansion. But I also say that there are some saints that, you know, you're not going to go to hell, but you'll be, you know, you won't have nowhere to live when you get to heaven. You're going to be, you know, sleeping on the street of gold, you know, with no mansion. And so I'm just saying, you know. And so perhaps, you know, perhaps if that's good enough for you, that's good enough for you. But I'm going to tell you, I am doing all that I can. I know the teacher Tyndall is, our ecumenical patriarch, Mother Bishop, you know, our Elder Hunt, obviously, you know, are doing what we can to build our treasures in heaven. So blessings to you, Elder Hunt. You know, and we love you, and I could tell that you know, I could hear a little wheezing, but you know what? You are, we're confident that as soon as this show is over with, you know, and through the show, not only are you already fine, you are already
yes.
fine.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. That's the word, Bishop. I'm reflecting on Mother Bishop's message at the consecration of Lady Bishop Haywood, which was a beautiful event. But Mother
oh, yeah.
Bishop gave a four-word message. You know,
yeah.
a message doesn't have to be long and drawn out. One word, and you know, one or two words can resonate, but she preached and told us that now is the time.
Yeah.
And I encourage you listeners, don't, you know, now is the time for you to claim and take what God has for you. Don't be afraid to share. We know that you have been blessed as a result of the conference. And those of you who did not get to go, I know that you have had a chance to hear from somebody about our conference. So now is the time. Sometimes in life we wait, but we need to learn to take the time that God gives us and use it wisely. So I'm challenging you all. Now is the time to share. Now is the time to speak up. Now is the time to go forth and not be afraid. So do we
Amen.
Have any others?
Yes, we do have a few hands. Well, we do have a few hands up, but I do also want to warn everybody that even if your hand is not up, you may be pulled in here. But it seems like people are putting their hands up now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If they say, well, I might as well get called, I might put my hand up anyway. I don't know. caller 443-630, go right ahead, 443-630.
Good afternoon. Praise God, for he is worthy to be praised. And everyone on the line, this is Mother Iris. I'm calling because there was something that was stirred up and going on in the service that no one was aware of. It yeah. is a blessing in the pressing. And we talked about yeah. sacrifice. There was a couple, a husband and wife and their children, that they came to the conference, but a storm came through and tore down half of their house, their two-car garage. But they still came to the conference. There's blessings in the pressing. This time
yeah.
last year, their daughter was in the hospital, and we got an urgent prayer request from Mother Bishop, and their daughter was blind. She couldn't walk, and you all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But in the midst of it all, they still came.
Yes, they did.
When the daughter stood up to sing with practice and choir rehearsal, it blew my mind because it shows us how good God is.
Yeah.
Never give in. Keep on pressing because there's a blessing in the pressing. Bishop Haywood, you couldn't have said it no better. And Teacher Tyndall, when we sacrifice, as Bishop Tyndall said, there are rewards.
Yes.
Yes.
Their reward.
Yes.
So we need
yes.
to continue to press. We need to continue to sacrifice because you can't be God blessed.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
And in the conference, you know, it was family. It was like a family reunion.
Yeah, it really.
Saint Peggy, you, Bishop Haywood, your wife, your family, everyone there, it was like a family reunion. And not only was it a family reunion, but the grounds that we stood on the conference was holy praying ground.
Praying
ground. So I say to God be the glory, because I tell you, who didn't come, if they look at the YouTube, they will feel like they were in the conference. I thank God for this blessing. I thank God for this time that you allow me to have.
You know, Mother Bradford, I am so glad you shared that, because I just felt, oh my, I feel the presence of the Lord in my spirit right now, just giving me personally a surge of encouragement and strength to press on, no matter what comes or goes, to press on. And as you were talking, that song was stirring up in my soul, "When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day of Rejoicing." You know, we thought we had a good time in the conference when we all came together. But when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Praise be to God. Thank you so much for stirring us up and sharing that testimony and letting us know that there is a blessing in pressing. And we should not allow anything to hold her back. Because you know what? God is bigger than anything that tries to attack us. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Bradford, for sharing.
Amen. And again, if you have already spoke, and please press 1 on your phone so that your hand will go down, because I see a few hands still up. And I can't quite remember. All right. They just went ahead and pulled it down. Thank you so much. All right, well, listen, caller, you are at 875-275-236. Go right ahead, 875-236. Now, your phone might be
Praise
muted. So, all right, there you go.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rose. I just want to say to put on the line, our EP, Mother Bishop, Teacher Tyndall, Bishop Haywood, and everyone that's on the line, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the conference. It was just like a refreshing, and I was just revived, and I enjoyed everybody, and the love that was in the conference, the word that came forth with power, amen. I just bless God for it. I mean, it was just like, and it's keeping me going up until this day, amen, just thinking on the word and thinking on the love that the saints had for one another, and just coming together and really pressing and the sacrifice, like everyone said, that everyone made to be there. I mean, it was just a blessing, and I just wanted to let everyone know that I love them and I enjoyed the conference, and I wanted to know we're continually praying for you, and that prevailing in prayer is still going on. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Rhodes. We are so glad to hear your voice today, and it was such a joy to fellowship with you and see you in the conference, as well as to experience the consecration of your lovely daughter during that time.
Yeah.
So
amen.
We're proud.
That was beautiful.
It was so beautiful, and just to see how excellently her daughter came through the ordination process, tutored by her mother and mentored by her mother, Pastor Rose, and it was a joyous occasion. So we thank you for calling in and sharing today.
Amen. Caller, you are at, let's see, where are you? Okay, here you are. Caller, you are at 443-630. Now, I'm wondering if you were on already, but let's just see.
Yes,
caller, you're 443. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Caller, you are at 609-835. 609-835. Go right ahead.
God bless. Good morning to each and everyone. This is Mother Brown.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Bless you,
who called in and blessed us.
I was just sitting here listening. I didn't intend to have anything to say. I was just listening to the beautiful testimonies and all, but thank God, I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, and I thank God for all of the saints. I was not at the conference, but I've heard so much good things about the conference. To my soul is rejoicing, and I'm just glad to be with you all today to hear all the beautiful testimonies that inspires my spirit as if I were there. But I love all of you, and I thank God for you. And as many things I've been through, and God have took me through, but I won't take your time today to give a testimony. I just thank God that I was able to be on to hear the testimonies of the saints. I'm praying for you all, and please keep me in your prayers. I'm still blessed of the Lord, and I'm going on. Thank you so much for the space. God bless you. Love you.
Bishop Brown, it's always so good to hear your voice, you know. But you actually did, you were at the conference by voice and really blessed people, you know, on one of those days. I can't remember which day it was, but, you know, but it's always such, you know, an encouragement, you know, to hear from, you know, our, well, you know, I'm going to use the military term, our generals, you know, and, you know, and so, you know, we're so thankful to hear your voice each and every time. You know, it's like when I hear your voice and I think others, we see your face and we feel, you know, that anointing. So, you know, it showers. So even if you just say, you know, I God bless all of you and my testimony, you know, the thing about it is there's so much rich history that, you know, is imparted upon us just from those words. So thank you so much. I just had to jump in, Teacher Tendo. I'm sorry, and say something.
No, that's okay, Bishop Haywood, because you've expressed the sentiments of my heart. Mother Brown, and I said last night, she has the title of Bishop Emeritus, but we call her Mother because she is a mother indeed. And being a mother is what she does, and she's been such a blessing to the UFCCM from its very beginning. And I know Mother doesn't mind me telling her age, but she's coming up on her 96th birthday.
Lord.
And you know what?
Amen.
This is an inspiration to me as a young woman of the Lord to hold on to God, be faithful, never give up, never give in, because God is a keeper and he is a preserver. And Mother Brown is such a woman full of godly wisdom. I have been trying to get her to do a broadcast, and I have let up on her somewhat because I don't want to tire her out, you know, unduly. But we just thank God that she thought enough upon us to even listen and share those words of encouragement and inspiration. God bless you, Mother. We love you dearly.
Love you, too.
Yeah, we have our mother bishop, you know, but we also have our bishop mother.
Yes, yes.
Blessings to you. Caller, you are at 254-289. Go right ahead. Caller?
Good morning to our ET, our Mother Bishop of the Episcopal Board, the SCOB, and all those that are among us. We just thank God for you. This is Bishop Davis. I just want to say that I really enjoyed the conference to the point that it was really like a family reunion to me. Mm-hmm. And just to see everybody once again and to just explore the fellowship and the friendship that we have, that we don't get to see each other but once a year. One would love to travel a lot more, but sometimes, you know, your finances get in the way, and so you can't always travel when you want to. But I just want to thank God for just being there and experience this 19th annual conference, which was monumental in its own right. And so I thank God for those Bishop Llewellyn, Bishop Pierce, Bishop, our speakers. I can't remember. It eludes me right now. But I just thank God for them because, you know, sometimes you just need to hear other minister to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that did my heart good. And to our illustrious and excellent Lady Bishop,
yes,
my friend. I called her my friend because we shared some stories a few years back in Milwaukee. And it's a long story, but one day she'll tell you about it, how I'll just share a little bit. I used to pastor a church years and years ago, and the church was so rural that we didn't have windows. We had shutters, and we had an outhouse. But it was just so great. The people were so great that it reminded me so much of that. Like, it was every Sunday we went, it was like it was a family reunion. And that's what it was this time. Teacher Tindall, I just want to say I enjoyed seeing you again. It did my heart good because I made a commitment to you, and I'm going to stick to it.
Bless you, Bishop.
Yes. I kind of feel like Elder Hunt. When I got back home, I was kind of somewhat under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it was anybody there. I just think it was the weather we endured.
Yes.
But through it all, we prevailed through the power of prayer.
Amen.
And that was the goodness of the Lord bringing us through.
That's the truth, Bishop Davis.
So the other thing I want to say to our Episcopal Board of Bishops, Bishop Haywood, my friend, I tell you, it was just so good to see you.
And, oh, absolutely.
It was just one of those things where you look forward to seeing certain people, and they just really touch your spirit. I enjoyed the illustrious Episcopal Board overall.
Yes.
And we were there are some things that I would like to say, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it put me in a sorrowful moment, but I'm going to just keep that to myself. And we just thank God for what God had done in this 19th conference. And like Teacher Tindall said, I am looking forward to the 20th, which will be an anniversary.
Yes.
So I thank God, Tindall, for just that reminding us just to be there. Just show up. If you don't do anything, just show up.
Yes.
And I believe God will meet us there. I don't know where it's going to be, but I think if we just show up, God will meet us there.
Amen.
So
amen.
I just want to say, hey, I had a wonderful time. I had a blessed time. I got taught some things. I listened to the word. I got ministered to. Mother Bradford, that's one of the other favorite people I enjoy seeing there. I talk to her on the phone every now and again, and she is such a joy. So
yes,
there are just certain people that I just enjoy seeing. And I can't name them all because right now they lose my memory. You know, we are not as young as we used to be, but we're not as old as we want to get.
That's the truth.
So we thank God, and excuse me, we thank God, and I thank you all so very much for this opportunity. God bless you. God be with you.
You know, Bishop Davis, when you said we're not as old as we used to be and not as young as we used to be and old as we want to be or something like that, what you just said, it put me in the mind of this old country song, and don't nobody throw stones at me because, you know, I used to listen to a lot of country music. Okay. but there was a song, old country song, the lyric says, I'm not as good as I used to be, but I'm better than I ever was once.
No, no, that's right.
Right.
I'm going to have to call and talk about that one. Because I listen to quite a few country songs, too. And I mean, I like all kinds of music. I don't just like one genre of music. I like all music because music, if it does nothing else, it tends to touch the soul. And in whatever genre it is, it don't make a difference because it has a message. Mm-hmm. Even the worst songs have a message. And if we only listen to it, we can see God in it. We can hear God in it. And a lot of people say, well, God is not in that. I can't say that. Because if God allowed you to sing, he gave you a voice, he gave you a mind, he had to be somewhere in there. And at the end of the day, you realize that it was nobody but God.
Amen. Well, you know, David, we are so glad that you called in today. And as I mentioned to you, we miss Lady David so much. But I'm hoping that when we have this anniversary, we will come from the four corners of the earth, so to speak, to come together in joyous celebration of how God has established this work. And, you know, when God establishes work, he doesn't destroy his work. He builds it and allows it to grow and increase. And we're just looking forward to the celebration of our 20th anniversary that the Lord has allowed this ministry, the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries, to prevail through the power of prayer. Amen. So we just thank you for calling in. Give our regards to Lady Davis, and you be safe, and I will be in touch with you to follow up on your commitment.
Yeah, this 20th, you know, we keep hearing this 20th, and we have a few, you know, our EP, Mother Bishop, is on. I think it's probably best just to always leave the best, you know, I'll just go ahead and say it, you know, the best, you know, for not last, because the first shall be last and the last shall be first, according to Scripture. I want to say that it's interesting that, you know, the 20th anniversary, you know, it seems like it's being echoed and going to come. We know that, you know, 20, you know, that's a double 10, you know, number of perfection, two times. And we have, I heard a preacher say years ago, and, you know, it's not rooted in anything theological, I don't think, but it made a lot of sense. So he said this, and I can't remember who it was, but it's not relevant. But he said that it seems to be every 20 years, there's always a shift. There's always a shift every 20 years. And, you know, whether there's a major ministry or whether there's a major thing in someone's life, it seems that every 20 years, a major shift takes place. And so I really believe, you know, that there is a complete shift within the UFCCM and our affiliates that's going to take place on this 20th year anniversary. And so I'm looking, you know, forward, you know, to that, like my pastor used to say, like never before. Teacher Tender, we do have others, and we'll go ahead and bring them on right on up in here. Give me a second. I'm just trying to scroll down. Oh, okay. Caller, you are at 920. 344-7-920-344. Go right ahead.
Blessings, everyone. Teacher Tendo, Bishop, and EP and those of the UFCCM. This is the Reverend Deacon Tequila. I didn't have the opportunity to go to this year's conference, but speaking on prayer, I do believe that prayer is much needed in our lives. I just, you know, it just came to me listening to everyone speak on it, is that we have a tendency to go to God at the end of our situation.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances, rather than going to him at the beginning of our situation to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put that out there, you know, in the midst of everything, we should already be speaking and talking to him and on our knees and, you know, however, but praying to, you know, him, no matter what it is, whether, you know, in the good times, bad times, no matter what, constantly speaking to him, talking to him, right at the beginning.
You get cut off. Hello?
All right. And so I just think, you know, it's just such a very powerful, you know, to, you know, to always be constantly speaking with God, you know, within your situation, no matter what's going on. So I, you know, but hopefully I do pray that, you know, come this time, you know, next year, you know, that I do get the opportunity to join you all in the next conference. I don't know, but I do hope and pray that, you know, I am able to join, you know, so I would just leave that in God's hand. I would, you know, constantly pray myself. So in saying that, I just want to leave you all with, you know, that, you know, piece of information, and hope you all will just use that, you know, useful information and tools. Amen.
Amen. And you know, Sister Tequila, I'm so glad you shared that, because in the seminar on the six P's of prevailing through the power of prayer, one of the things we talked about was proactive prayer rather than reactive prayer. And you expressed that so beautifully, not to wait until something happens, although there are times when we go in intercession, in emergencies, and things like that. But as 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 7 teaches us, we should pray without ceasing. We should be in prayer when things are good, when things are medium, when things are not so good. We should always be in prayer and not let situations arise before we pray. So we thank you so much for reinforcing that particular teaching nugget of learning that came out during the conference. God bless
Amen.
You, and we hope that you'll be with us for our next, for our 20th anniversary. Amen.
All right. One moment. Caller, you are at, and Teacher Tendo, you know, if you don't mind, you know, I wouldn't say this on the air, but, you know, I don't want to waste any time. You know, we can go to just a quick break and then bring our EP in right after that. Would that be okay?
That sounds great, Bishop Haywood.
All right. Caller, 920 and 204, go right ahead.
Hi, blessings, everybody. Excuse me, this lady Bishop. And giving honor to God, his most precious son, Jesus, to our EP and Mother Bishop, to our Episcopal Board, our college bishops, to Teacher Tendo, my own husband, Bishop Haywood, pull him out. But I just want to say that I really, really enjoy and always enjoy the conferences. And time that I go, I come back with something more. You know, of course, coming back now in a another level of serving, and which I just find myself just to be so honored and humbled. And, you know, and you get up and you speak, and then you sit down. Oh, wait, I should have said that. I should have said this. But I was just in so much awe of everything, you know, and honestly standing there not believing, you know, if I can use that phrase of, you know, I'm in this place with all these powerful people of God. And, you know, I'm just thankful for that. And as I think it was Mother Bradford had said, you know, it's like a reunion. And it is that, you know, it's getting there to do what we need to do and asked to do, but is also rushing to get there to see the faces of those that you haven't seen, you know, because we don't get to really physically see, you know, for that once a year that we're coming together. So it is like a family reunion. But on top of it, you leave with new friendships. And just blessed and feeling beyond blessed, you know. And, you know, I was listening to different ones talking about the prayer and our prevailing. And yes, we do have to pray if we're going to prevail through the power of prayer. It requires our coming before God. And not only when, you know, we have this panic voice or we're in trouble voice or I need you now, God voice, you know, the Lord wants to hear us all the time. And not just, you know, when we are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to hear our voices at all times, you know, that now you have a relationship with God. And we know that he already knows what we need before we ask or think it, but he loves our communion with him and speaking with him through prayer. And even sometimes it's in prayer, but it's like conversations with God. I love to have those. When I was younger, teacher Tendo, I used to write letters.
Mm-hmm.
I would write letters to God and put it in my Bible. That was my mailbox.
Yeah.
For him to get my letters, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's awesome and it's powerful. And I just love this fellowship and all those that are a part of it, you know, and truly a deep love and appreciation for our EP and Mother Bishop, you know, for all that they do and all that they sacrifice and all that they give, you know, mm-hmm. and the pouring in that they do, you know, for us, you know, just their words. You know, there are times that, you know, just get a phone call and just giving you the right words that just feed you. And I just really appreciate that and love that and love them for being the man and woman of God that they are. So I'm going to stop now because I don't want to just eat up time, but I'm just thankful and grateful and humbled and just love you all and just continue as we all just continue just to pray for each other.
Amen. You know, Lady Bishop, we're so grateful for you coming in and sharing. And as you were speaking, I was thinking, we honor what God has done in your life and how he has elevated you, but we celebrate what God has done. And I want you to know that we know and truly believe that God has you where he wants you to be. Sometimes mm-hmm. he places us in places we don't expect to be. We don't
That's
necessarily
right.
push ourselves up to be. But God sees what is in us that he wants to use for his glory. And he
yes, amen.
Where he wants us to be for that purpose. So you continue to walk in his purpose and let God use you. And we are so grateful for you, and we love you dearly.
Oh, love you too. Amen.
Bless you. So, Bishop Haywood, are you getting ready to bring in the EP and Mother Bishop?
Well, absolutely. Why don't we just go ahead to a quick break, and then, you know, we'll come back, and we'll let you do what you do, obviously. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
you know, an experience all on its own. And we're just so thankful, you know, for what God is doing and what he is yet going to do. All right.
Yeah.
And Bishop, before you bring in our His Eminence Bishop Tindall and Her Grace Mother Bishop, I just want to make this one little comment. God always rejoices and loves to hear our praise to him and our thanks
yes.
to him. And in this human life, we have leaders that God has put in place to lead us. And I thank God for those of you who called me and shared today, because I've been in leadership positions myself. And when you put together plans and programs and lay things out, it is always a blessing to get some feedback on the impact of what you have put in place. And today, I believe this was great feedback to our Mother Bishop, our Planning Committee, our EBOB, that what God has allowed all of them to put together and to put in place has benefited someone, has blessed. And I know we only heard from maybe a few people, but I know there are many, many more out there who have been blessed and touched and inspired by what transpired in our annual conference. So I just want to put that out there. It is wonderful to hear that what was put in place has blessed and made an impact. So at this point, Bishop Haywood, if you would bring our ET and Mother Bishop in.
Amen. Well, they are here.
Good afternoon,
Mother Bishop. Yes,
everybody. We give honor to the Lord for this opportunity to share with you all today. We honor Bishop Haywood, who is our chairman of communication, for the wonderful job that he does with the Ministry of Communication and our laity broadcast, to Teacher Tindall, who works so diligently to see that this broadcast has become the success that it is, and for the ongoing work that she is doing with this broadcast. To all of our members of the Episcopal Board of Bishops, especially those who are tuned in today, Bishop Emeritus, Bishop Brown, and to each and every person that is a part of this broadcast today, special consideration to our new bishop, Lady Bishop DeShazza Haywood. Amen.
Yes.
Just all of you today, as well as those who are not able to be with us on the broadcast today, for whatever reason it may be. We're yet rejoicing over the success of our 19th annual conference. We had been praying for the Lord to make this conference a success much before it actually began. And we thank God for the excellent job that was done by Mother Bishop and the members of the Planning Committee for the way in which they were led of the Holy Spirit to mastermind the flow of progress during the conference, so that it worked out to be an extremely wonderful and beautiful conference. We specifically wanted the conference designed this year so that we would be able to give everyone who attended the maximum amount of time possible between sessions. And so it was designed so that we would be finished by 2 or 2:30 each day, and then not have to come back again until evening service, and it rained every day. But nevertheless, we thank God, because everyone, I think, was able to enjoy some free time during the time that they were there in the conference. personally, I am yet rejoicing over how God met us there in every service and how things worked out so beautifully, and that the flow of service and so forth that we had just melts it together beautifully. There was a challenge, quite a challenge, in putting this conference together this year, because for the first time since we've had a conference, we had a memorial service of ascension for, of course, His Grace Bishop Kramer, who is now on those glorious shores with the Lord. And we had to allocate time for that. We also had to allocate time on Friday for the consecration of a new bishop. And in addition to that, we also had our ordination service on Friday night. And yet, accomplishing all of those things, we were able to enjoy the blessed presence of the Holy Spirit in every session. On Wednesday morning, it seemed like the Holy Spirit was just going to take over and detain us there all day. The church that we use in McAfee, Maryland, I used to go there when I was a little boy every year for what they would call a camp meeting. And in those camp meetings, they would be bands from all over the state of Maryland and some places in Virginia. They would be arriving on buses. And they would just be there when the buses would pull onto the campground, what is now the church ground, before they even got off the bus. People would be stepping off the bus, shouting and speaking in tongue and praising God. And so the environment there was just one that had had a history of a lot of spiritual things that went forward to the glory of God. And we were just proud that after over 60 years, and having been going back there and so forth for camp meeting, to have been able to go there with the UFCCM, I was deeply touched and I was deeply honored because I knew the history of the grounds on which we worshiped. I remember when the church there was just the one building that we used was nothing like it is today. All that seems to be saying that we never know how the Lord is going to take us or what the Lord is going to take us through in the course of life. But the conference was absolutely beautiful. In fact, I have been listening to the services over and over again, and I thank God for all of the powerful preaching. Oh, man, the Lord left us with some spiritual food that we will be feasting off for a long time and we are very happy for it. We realize that some of the saints, due to last-minute events, were not able to attend the conference. I know Bishop Strong had told us earlier in the year that he was coming and that Mother Strong was coming with him this year. But unfortunately, due to health reasons, Bishop Strong was disappointed, and when we talked with him on the phone, we had to try to stop him from crying because he was really disappointed that he could not be there. But he knew that his first responsibility was to Mother Strong, and we honor him for that. And then Bishop Stubbs had intended on being with us, and he called, I think, about 3 weeks before the conference. Something had come up, and he was not able to make it. And then he had the terrible accident that he was in. But thank God that through it all, the Lord spared him. And Mother Strong is still going on. Bishop Strong is still going on.
Yeah.
And everyone that sacrificed and made their way to the conference and participated and supported the conference, we just give God the glory. All of our prayers for the success of our conference were answered. I thank God that we are prevailing, and we are doing so by the power of prayer. If there ever was a time that we need to pray, as Mother Bishop said in her message on Friday morning, now is the time. And in order to recognize the urgency of the time, we got to awake as Bishop Robinson said on Friday night, and realize that greater is coming, better mm-hmm. is on the way. Amen. Yeah. We don't want now to rest on the laurels of this year's success, but we want to look ahead to see what God has in store for us as we continue to go forward and prevailing to the glory of God by the power of prayer. Thank you for this space, and may you all be blessed. If we did not mention your name specifically or said anything about you, don't take that to heart, because when we talk about one, we're talking about all. May God bless you and heaven smile on you. Here's our prayer.
Praise God. Really honor the Lord and give honor to our ecumenical patriarch and to Bishop Haywood, to Teacher Tyndall, to everyone that has come on the broadcast program. I just thank and praise God for everything that has been said already. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming to us from our EP. So I'm not going to be redundant, but I thank God because this conference has had such an impact on those of us that were there.
Oh, yes.
For those that missed it, the only thing I can say is that you really missed it.
Yes.
And the Lord blessed us in every single service, and everything was done. And there's not much more that I can say other than what has been said, other than the fact that the Lord has been faithful and true to his word. We had been praying for the success of this conference for quite some time, and I personally want to thank every single member on the planning, the USCCM Planning Committee, because we had been planning and working, and I want to give special accolades to Overseer Henry Tyndall Jr., who worked so tirelessly behind the scenes. We had started back in December looking for a venue, and within days we had acquired the wonderful hotels that we were able to stay in, and I got so many positive responses from that. And not only the beautiful facility, the hotels, but the church itself. And Overseer Tyndall was the influencer behind that because of his circle of friends. And we just thank God for that, because it just made it so much more pleasant for us to be able to gather the way that we did. I thank God that every service we were blessed. The Lord just allowed us to experience his presence and just everything that we were able to do, and the souls that were blessed. I'm going to stop now because I know the time is moving on. But needless to say that sometimes when Bishop Tyndall and I talk, I'll just say ditto, because he spoke for me as well. Please continue to pray for us. And as we are just reminiscing and thinking of the 19th annual conference, and we have something to feast on for months and months to come, but we also begin to look forward to our monumental year next year, the 20th. Conference, and we are looking for that. We don't rest on the laurels of today, because the work of the Lord continues to go on, and that is how we're moving forward, and we continue to prevail through the power of prayer. God bless you all. Please continue to keep us in your prayers.
Let me add one thing that I would like to say before I go. The lady that was in charge of the grounds and managing the complex there, her name was Sister Talaferro.
Sharon Talaferro.
Sister Talaferro. Mm-hmm. And she was so nice.
Yes, she
was. But one of the best compliments we got from the whole conference was on Friday night, just before we were leaving, she came up to me and she said, "Bishop Tyndall, y'all come back
next year.
And I thought that was so nice that we were in a place for the first time of our conference, and the person in charge of everything asked us to come back next year.
Yes.
Of course, we told her how we function and what we do, but who knows what God is going to do.
Yes.
But anyway, I just wanted to share with us, and you all made that possible. She could have come and said, I'm glad you all made it. But she didn't. She said, y'all, please come back.
Please come back next year.
God bless you all. Love you.
Amen. Thank you for those comments, Bishop, our EP, and our Mother Bishop, whom we all love so dearly. And it was a wonderful conference, and the venue was just marvelous. So hopefully one day we will be able to go back again. I want to give thanks to our EP, our Episcopal Board of Bishops, and all of our listeners for your continued support. You know, we're into our eighth year of this broadcast.
Yes.
And also to Bishop Haywood, he has been faithful to this broadcast from when we started.
Yes.
And I've always sung his praises because to God be the glory. He has made sure we were on the air. If he was traveling, he would stop by the road. This is, and like I said about Mother Brown, this is so wonderful that when God assigns a work to our hands, we do it no matter what. We never give up, and we never give in. So we're so grateful, and for our EP and Mother Bishop, I don't think they've missed any broadcasts over all these years. And that is such an encouragement to the ministry when our leaders have enough faith in us to allow us to go forward and then be there to support us. Now, I love this broadcast, and I'm committed to it for as long as God will have me in this place. Because, you know, I was just thinking, it keeps us connected in the interim between the times we
get
together in person. I believe God has allowed this to keep us connected in the interim. So we thank God for this broadcast. And I wrote something that he just dropped into my spirit. Greater is coming.
Yes.
Greater is coming. And I believe that with all of my heart. Now, I have a couple of important announcements. I know we've gone on a little long, but our time, God's time is our time. But I want to share these announcements. During the conference, our EP appointed Pastor Sherry Atkinson to be mentored for assisting with hosting this monthly broadcast. So we're going to be working with Pastor Atkinson, and we also have a laity broadcast team consisting of Pastor Atkinson, Minister Denise Cofield, myself, and we are being trained by the chairman of our Ministry of Communication, Bishop Haywood, who has been doing some excellent training. And let me just throw this out here real quick. If you are a ministry leader in the UFCCM and you want to use the anointed radio or any other techniques that we have, please connect with Bishop Haywood. He will show you the ins and outs of how to get it done. My second announcement is that our quarterly UFCCM Lady Network Connection Zoom event will be on Saturday, July 2nd at 11 a.m. And our new appointed co-host is Elder Vashni Presentine of Monroe, Louisiana. And we're so looking forward to working with Elder Presentine. And I want you to know that on the 22nd, we have a wonderful discussion topic planned. And the topic is pouring into our children for future generations.
Mm.
Pouring into our children for future generations. And this is going to be led by Deaconess Monica Zendler, and I think she's in consultation with Dr. Christina Tindall. Deaconess Monica is well qualified, and so is Dr. Tindall. Deaconess Monica has worked with youth. She's a licensed school psychologist. And let me just emphasize, if you are a parent, a grandparent, a youth leader, a youth Sunday school teacher, or have any role what's involving children, you need to join in to this Zoom event because there are things out there that are luring our children into the pits of the enemy. Yes. And only when we come together and prevail through the power of prayer and use the tools that these specialists will share with us can we work to avoid our children becoming a statistic. And so we want you to put this on your calendar, tell everybody, and we will be sending out an email and we will be posting information on our website, okay? Finally, our next website, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, August 12th at 12 noon. We don't know who the speaker is. We're praying for guidance from the Holy Spirit as to who that will be. But we're looking forward to whoever. And also, don't forget our 24-hour prayer meeting. And Mother Bishop and our ET work so diligently with their team to get the information out. So you will be receiving that information. So before we have our closing prayer, let's remember Elder Hunt in prayer, Mother Brown, Bishop Stubbs, and I don't know who else, if there is anyone else has a prayer request right now, take a moment to share. And if not, we will ask our own Bishop Haywood give us our closing prayer for this broadcast. Bless you, Bishop Haywood.
Well, blessings to you as well, Teacher Tyndall, and to all who have shared on today, those that may not be listening live right now, but right now you're listening by archive. And, you know, so we want to just express, you know, that we love each and every one of you, and we're so thankful, as it has been expressed over and over again, that this, you know, when we come together in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's the 10th chapter, it speaks about us assembling together. And as we assemble, as we make ourselves ready for this prayer, the assembling together is just not really, you know, when it comes to our local fellowship, but it has to do with us as one body in Christ. Coming together, and I recall, Teacher Tyndall, you're talking about the pilgrimages and so forth at the earlier part of the service, when it was so necessary that it was written in Scripture that three times a year that we would come together. And even that word, assemble ourselves together, the actual word is episunagoge or episynagoge. And that word means when we come together, we come together. Not just physically together, but one together at the same time, at the same space, at the very moment, meeting the heart and the mind and the God that we so put on our lips should also be embedded in our spirit and our hearts. And so we're so thankful, you know, for that as we come together and for each one of us to be accountable, you know, to leadership. It does not matter, and it matters not who we are as a leader. If we're only accountable to ourselves, we're accountable to no one. And so we're thankful that when we come together, and we do not forsake that assembly of ourselves together. So as we go into prayer right now, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. We thank you, Father God, that you are good, not just some of the time, but you are a loving God. So loving God, loving our Father, you know, who art in heaven right now. God, we thank you for our brothers and our sisters in Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you've made us one in him, and as you're building us into a spiritual temple of living stones, each one of us with our own particular function, Lord. So we ask right now that you would just bring us to this place in the heavenly kingdom, Lord, here on earth as it is in heaven, and instill in our hearts and increase us into holiness and righteousness, and give us an ever-deepening love for each one of us together. So, Father, I thank you that we are glorified, Lord God, in the prayer, the communion of the saints, Lord, even right now. So touch, God, from the crowns of our heads to the sole of our feet. Lord, that our hands and our feet not be weary in well-doing, but, God, that we do not take our hand from the plow, that we don't look back, but we dig deeper to be able, Lord God, to be foundationally sound in where you called us. So touch. We together join in agreement for all prayers. We thank you, Lord God, for the conference, Lord God, that we have just experienced. We, God, in anticipation, Lord, thank you in advance, Lord, for the upcoming 20th anniversary. We thank you, Lord God, for the longevity, the health of each and one of us, Lord God, our VP, our bishop, Lord God, each and every one of the leadership, Lord God, that there not be a moment of discouragement. But God, Lord, right now, that there be empowerment, Lord God, within our heart to even do more through the struggle, through the sacrifice, Lord God, to do more. So we thank you and we praise you, God, right now. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we take authority over the enemy who knows that he is already defeated but is too cowardly to admit it. So we show him with every order of work that we do. So we thank you and we praise you right now. We thank you for this program. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this ministry. And we thank you yet, God, for other ministries that will become a part, Lord God, of the living example to connect each and every affiliate within the UFCCM. So we thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name, and we call it done, and it is so. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And powerful prayer. We're yet prevailing through the power of prayer. God bless you all.
I look forward
to next month.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry Offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry Offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.